Ace and Jocelyn 4 and Tongue.
You can't lift it? It's just a magnet. You're so weak.
It's stuck.
No, it's not. Here.
Wow, you're strong.
Not really.
Oh! Holy!
So gravity affects you more or something? Oh, come on. Yeah.
Insane. Ah! Wow.
You're infantilizing the audience. You're doing a peekaboo of sorts.
Ace and Jocelyn and Tongue.
Welcome to Jake and Amir Watch. Jake and Amir, the web series about the web series. We go back and we dig deep, so much so that it's kind of like an MRI. I'm going to give you a colonoscopy this episode.
I like it figuratively.
No, I'm sticking a camera up your ass.
Really?
Yeah, and then we're going to record this shit.
I can't wait for like the master tier at least.
It has to be my phone camera.
No.
Because I don't even have a thin one either.
No way.
Actually, it's funny we bring this up because the episodes we're watching today involve you hurting yourself. One figuratively, and the other one is literally you puking on camera.
That's right. This was back in the day when we didn't really ever have a plan. Yeah. Are we watching Ace and Jocelyn first?
Yeah, Ace and Jocelyn 4.
I came to work and I was extremely hungover. And you were like, we have to shoot, but we'll use that.
Yeah, that's great. Because so like, we don't have to fake vomit. You'll actually puke.
When you throw up, I believe we wrote the video around the fact that I was throwing up.
Yeah.
What a crazy job environment where like, I was just like going to the bathroom to throw up because I was hungover and that was just fine.
Do you remember what the day before was that you got so drunk during the week?
Yeah, it was during the week. I went.
It was a Tuesday.
I like went on a date with somebody.
That's it.
I don't really remember.
You just got drinks with an old friend.
I remember the morning and like being on this, like thinking that I feel like I woke up and it was like that thing where you are like still kind of drunk and you're like, I'm okay. I feel better than I thought I would.
Not that hot yet.
And then I was like on the subway and I was like, and I was like, oh, this is really bad. And I'm going to throw up. Yeah. And then I like threw up right when I got to work. And then it was like one of those things where I like, after I had gotten to work, I was like, I should have like worked from home or called out sick or something. But I also remember I had to go in because I was going to a Third Eye Blind concert with Sarah Schneider that night.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Hopefully the puking helped you rally.
I have another memory of this day. I couldn't eat all day because I was so sick. And then I went to Times Square to meet Sarah for this show. And I finally got hungry and I got chicken nuggets at McDonald's. And I was eating them
to puke again
on the floor at this of the subway
in Times Square. Why were you on the floor?
Well, because I needed to put the ketchup in. So like I put the nugget cartridge on the floor, and I was like, if somebody came up to me, because this was like, if someone came up and saw me doing it, it was basically your character.
Yeah, it's so much more disgusting than anything we shot as a joke, is you eating chicken nuggets in Times Square subway on the ground.
Well, the nuggets weren't on the ground, but the box was on the ground.
Obviously. Yeah. A rat just scurries by.
Oh!
You slam it down.
Dip that in the ketchup.
All right, Ace and Jocelyn 4, let's watch this shit. This is, of course, the mini series within Jake and Amir in which I shoot and edit a story about us being astronaut accountants.
Yeah, from outer space. Yeah.
Naturally.
Tell me where Ace is, quick, before I destroy you.
What is Ace?
Oh, God damn it, just fucking say.
Just say where
people
Jake
don't
is.
Know about it. Yeah.
Jake is in the kitchen.
Ooh, wow, that wasn't too hard, was it, Earth nerd?
You're lucky this camera's on, honestly.
I still hit it off.
That was a really clean hit. They went on both ears.
All right.
But in space, that isn't always it. That's...
Oh, no.
I'm not redoing this.
Just eating a huge bag of Doritos.
What's that? Are you sure you should be eating those space Doritos?
Yeah, they're fine.
I don't know if they are. They might be poison.
What?
Trust me, Ace. Let's go to the space hospital!
Oh, God.
That's real puke.
So did you eat those chips for real? Were you actually too sick to eat them? Or were you, this is after you vomited?
I think what we did was you filmed me vomiting and we're like, we'll use this another time.
Yeah, that makes sense. So we just got the vomiting. That almost might have been a different day.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's me poisoned you. Next time you go to the bathroom to puke, let me know, I'll follow you. And it's like, I poisoned you, and then we'll use it in an Ace of Joss.
Someone poisoned you.
Oh, my God.
I'm an Ace.
We put this on a website. This is smut.
This is disgusting.
Find them. I'll find the person that made you sick.
I can't believe you filmed this. You're like just over my shoulder thinking this is fine.
Because we might need to go to the hospital. My stomach.
Is that yellow Gatorade? Why is it so yellow?
I think it was Gatorade. Or like vodka Red Bull.
Could be how I die.
Ace and Jocelyn. Ace and Jocelyn.
Oh, you filmed this in Argentina.
That's right. This is, since Ace and Jocelyn had to be so like crudely made, we can just sort of shoot anything anywhere, edit it poorly, and it would fit the narrative.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Your face. Episode 4.
I tackle a stranger.
Oh my God.
Did somebody steal it?
I think that was the joke.
Ace.
You look actually hungover here.
I think I was hungover here too. A
bottle of Visine. Oh my God.
Like, I think I'm wearing a different sweater.
Oh God, please. But I'm sure whoever did it feels like shiatsu.
How was the concert that you went to that night?
It was awesome. Stephen Jenkins was on fire that night.
He was absolutely lit, fam.
This guy was rose, it was gold, and he was taking sips of it through his nose.
You don't have to make them feel any worse. Whoever it is, I'll find them. That's for sure. We're still best friends.
I just not want to be doing this. I feel so bad for myself.
You have to call 911.
Okay, fine. But I must warn you, the space digits now are 916.
911!
Fine, chill out. You're such a baby. She's answering.
What's that little tag?
My friend's an astronaut, so...
What the fuck is your problem? What did I do to deserve it?
And that's it.
That's it. It ends on a whimper. Again, with Ace and Jocelyn, since the characters editing them, the worse that they're slopped together, the better it is for the story.
Yeah, we did some weird shit with Ace and Jocelyn. There's another one where you film me, like, you walk in on me, like, jerking off.
You have a belt on your neck.
Yeah.
We often come back to that.
Nothing's funnier than autoerotic asphyxiation.
So, how do you begin to grade that masterpiece?
I guess it's impressive that we would actually use the puke. There's like an impressive sort of like ingenuity weirdness that's interesting there.
Yeah.
Which, but everything else about it is kind of bad. I guess I'd give it a C+.
Yeah, I'll give it a C. There wasn't even any funny jokes in it. It was just mostly you puking, yeah. Which we could have faked.
We should have, arguably.
Yeah, only we know that it was real puke. It wasn't like, how do they do that? It's not like there was a full scene and then you puked without cutting away.
I also, like, you told me to let you know the next time I went to the bathroom, but I think I had like puked a lot. Like I guess there was like a decent amount of puke. There was like
we missed a good chunk of it.
We missed the big one.
Unfortunately.
But like you had to walk in on me mid throw up.
All right, so fast forward 5 years later and this is Tongue. This is where the blood instead of poop puke, but at least it's fake.
Yes.
This was an episode shot by Paul Briganti, mm-hmm. who wanted to do something a little more ambitious.
Right.
And we had this idea where I kick your mouth and your tongue flies off.
Yeah.
And I remember it wasn't a Halloween episode, but it came out around Halloween, so people just sort of said, oh, this is their Halloween episode.
Which was good because it was so dark and different that people, I think, wouldn't have liked it any other time.
Yeah, if it came out in July, people would just be confused.
Yeah, it's so fucking disgusting.
It's a very disliked episode. Like, it has a lot of thumbs down on YouTube.
Yeah, because it's guttural.
All right, let's see.
Short.
Happy Halloween and Merry Christmas from Jake and Amir.
Just the first one.
Oh, right? Oh, there you are.
See, it looks nice. It's like shot on like nice cameras or something.
It's already better than anything else we do.
I just came over here to try to find some peace and
quiet. Huh?
Came over here to try to get some work done, all right? It's the one quiet place in the whole office.
It's only me over there. Who are you looking to avoid?
Never mind.
It's only me. Who are you looking to avoid? I don't get it at all.
It's so oblivious. I'm outwardly mean to you all the time.
It's just me, so who are you, you know, not wanting to hang out with?
Come on, please, just stick out your tongue. It'll only take a second. We never have fun anymore. Have you realized that?
Fine. Everyone
walks around in their button-up suits, and all of a sudden it's like illegal.
It's another commentary on IAC. that pause of you, like, you know exactly what's going to happen.
Slowly wrapping up your ear pods. All right, tongue is out.
Here it comes. Your face, you're surprised.
Digital effects in this for the first time ever. Like blood on the roof that wasn't there. Mm-hmm. The kick from afar, the splat.
Instantly I'm covered in this blood.
Fisheye lens of it all.
It was so uncomfortable.
Yeah, you had to drink the blood and like have it trickle out of your mouth.
I didn't think it was going to be this bloody when we wrote it.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, it was like all over my shirt. I like had it on my back somehow.
The grossest is when you have to drink it and people are like, it's okay. It's just like mint flavored cough syrup. It's like, I also don't want that in my mouth.
Right.
Even the fake version is nasty.
I feel like having it in me.
Oh, damn it. I'm sorry. I think I messed up.
I want my tongue.
All right. You got the point across, you diva. You're overreacting. You're being so dramatic. Got it. You owe me one, you little drama queen. Hey, why don't we have a French kiss and we'll call it even? Oh my God.
Why? This is so fucked up.
Sushi. Relax, dude.
This was gonna be a regular episode. This wasn't even a Halloween special. You kicked my tongue out and you're licking it. That's insane.
What's the matter? Me got your tongue?
Blood on your lips.
My shoes are fake. I was gonna say, I don't remember having those shoes, and I remember those are fake giveaway shoes because we have to drench them with blood.
Right.
It's actually a lot easier than... Pat.
Amir.
He only cares about me.
Jake, get off of it! Amir, wake up, man. Breathe, buddy, breathe.
He actually gave me CPR. He kissed me that night. I remember feeling like his stubble against mine.
Don't die on me, man!
You never feel stubble against your stubble.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, like how much blood. You're prioritizing a mirror. It's not fair.
Look how much blood you have and how he's concerned he is about me.
Where's my tongue?
Shut the fuck up! You're alive, man.
Where's my tongue?
Get off of me, ass. Jake! Everyone, stand back!
Another fake carpet.
I'm not.
And then I do it to you.
Look at that fake, it's so clear. It's just the carpet in the middle of everything.
He's alive! Seemed to have bit his tongue off in the process of hanging out, but that's normal. That's gonna happen.
In the process of hanging out.
Why do people not like that one?
I mean, it's so fucked up, it's crazy.
Yeah, but it's still funny.
I mean, the fact that it came out in Halloween is the only reason that it, like, vaguely makes sense. It's like the Simpsons Little House of Horror.
Yeah.
Or like, wait, is
yeah,
that
Little Treehouse of Horror specials.
Yeah, like where everybody can die and there's not, like, because you can't, even though you have stabbed me in the canon universe of Jake and Amir.
That's right.
Like, you've done some fucked up things. But
we just never visually see the consequences of it.
But don't I, at some point, like later in the series, like mention the fact that you kicked my tongue off?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. It's not like it never actually happened.
Yeah, this isn't a fever dream. This is canon. So what would you give this episode?
I guess a B+.
I give it an A-. B+ is average. This is above average. And it's shot really well.
Yeah, it's shot really well. It looks gorgeous.
And unlike Ace and Jocelyn, I don't think the comedy is sacrificed for the visual uniqueness of it.
All right, I'll give it an A-.
Really? I would not go that high.
It's just purely for when Pat saves your life and you push him off and you're getting up so stiffly.
Ass! And it was very mature of us not to make a gay joke there.
What do you mean
that
we did?
That was really restrained.
We did make a gay joke there.
I did?
The fuck, like the romantic music going every time we kissed.
Oh no, I meant when for my character not to make a gay joke.
Right. Yeah, because the editing choice was Paul's.
Exactly, that's his fault.
Yeah.
That's his fault.
That's right.
All right, let us know what you think. Did you like that Ace and Jocelyn episode? Maybe we're in the wrong. Did you hate Tongue? Let us know, weigh in below, and we'll be back next week. Bye, everybody.